This is program number LW2122. Once upon a time, there was a goat and a donkey. Hi, this is Larry West. The owner kept them in the same barn. The goat, now, became very jealous of the donkey. I mean, after all, the donkey always had food enough and even some to spare. The goat didn't like that, so the goat began to taunt the donkey. He said, "Your life is one of never-ending work. What with turning the millstone all day and carrying heavy loads, take my advice," he said seditiously. "Pretend to trip and fall down once in a while so you can rest." Well, the donkey thought about it and decided it was a good idea. While pulling a heavy load one day, the donkey purposefully tripped himself and fell. He ended up, though, seriously injuring himself. The owner sent for the veterinarian. The vet came, looked the donkey over, and prescribed a broth made from goat's meat. So the owner killed the goat to heal the donkey. There's a moral to that story today. We will get back in like kind whatever it is that we've done. It's a rule of thumb. The law is found both in the Bible and in science. For example, the Bible says, "For what a man sows, that will he also reap." It says, "All those who take up the sword will perish by the sword." For those who rely less on the Bible and more on science, there is Sir Isaac Newton's third law that says, "For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction." My point is, we can expect direct consequences from our actions. It's true for each one of us, as well as for the whole nation of us. Since 1960, 550,000 deaths have occurred from drunk driving. 18 million babies have been killed by abortion. There have been 189 million serious crimes reported. 366,000 murders, 9.5 million illegitimate births. It's estimated that 60% of employees among us cheat on their employers. There are $10+ billion spent on sex magazines and X and R rated movies. If that concerns you, my challenge for you today is make sure you're part of the solution, not a part of the problem. If you charge higher prices because insurance will pay the bill, you're part of the problem. If you inflate your insurance claims, if you accept unemployment compensation paid by your employer when you voluntarily go on strike, if you accept government subsidies when you really don't have a right to them, you're part of the problem, not the solution. You're just like the goat who taunted the donkey to satisfy his own selfish appetites. I'm persuaded that the major part of our problems come from the so-called good citizens among us, even the God-fearing, church-going citizens, who think nothing of their best friend, Steve, being unfaithful to his wife, who've accepted homosexuality as simply an alternate lifestyle, who cheat on their expense account, smoke a few joints of an illegal drug, who damn God in their everyday conversation while claiming at the same time to respect Him, and who think nothing of breaking their word if it means it's going to cost them something out of their own pockets. They're part of the problem. It was in 1835 that Alexis de Tocqueville said, "America is great because America is good. And America will cease being great if America ceases to be good." During the last 35 years, I'm afraid we've lost much of our goodness in this country. Edmund Burke once said, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." I'd suggest that Burke's statement needs an adjustment. What I mean is, it's also true that if people do wrong, evil will triumph. Too many of us think that simply electing good men and women to government will solve our problems. It won't. The goodness has to come from you and me. Sure, we with tongue in cheek can be like the goat razzing the donkey, only to find ourselves barbecued. The answer is for good men and women to return to the principles our nation was founded upon. We must look to the past and restore those God-given principles if there's going to be a future for us. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.